This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
Yo, Mama's Chest Hair is here with us, and I'm going to get her and her sister down here to be in studio with us the next few weeks. She's a firecracker. She didn't want to complain on air, but they got death threats, you name it, being pro-Trump going back over a year ago. So just recap what that was like, and like talk about your sister's husband that was actually first domino in the family. So we're going to get him down here, too, and celebrate people that are trailblazers that go against the propaganda and then realize the truth, which is a beautiful thing. It's the leftist brainwashing of people. It's not skin color. It's the brainwashing that is the problem, and that's why they think with the demographics they're going to do that. But if we actually take action, we can win. But just get back to Acosta calling you a white supremacist.
Yeah, it was pretty funny because we were coming out of the Trump rally at the time when that picture was taken, and we were actually sitting right by Trump. So we were so excited that we were in this world that we've been watching through the internet, and to be part of it was super thrilling. So when I saw Jim Acosta with the rest of the reporters in the back, I didn't have any anger. I didn't hate him. I was just thinking, oh my God, this guy from TV. So I was like, Jim, hey, Jim. And he finally said hello. And so I put on my phone and I took up a picture, and he was even doing the thumb up. So then he got up and then he's like, may I take a picture of you? And then my sister, she had the pepper at the time, and she just threw it at me. And I'm like, okay, I'll hold it. And I did my duck lips. And then I knew he was going to put it up on Twitter right away. It just gave me that impression. And at the time, like I told you, because all this went down about the Dreamers and that they were threatening, I had to take down all my social media. But I went back on Twitter. I opened my own Twitter account just like a response to Jim Acosta. And it kind of backfired because, well, I'm a Mexican descendant. Oh, look, there's a picture.
Well, you know, the claim that Pepe is white supremacist because a few white supremacists used it, everybody was using it. It's just, it's like you could take any symbol, put Santa Claus next to a white supremacist. Now we got to ban Santa Claus?
Right. That was just a meme. So a meme, you just put a little bit of truth in there and it's supposed to be funny. But that's how it all started, because Hillary was declaring war on this Pepe, saying that it's some dark lord and we worship this thing like cultists.
I forgot that. Like, yeah, I can see that we worship it. I forgot that.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, God, no way. Did she really say that? So we started, I guess you can say, trolling, and we're like, yeah, Pepe, we adore this god. But now it means a lot more. To me, Pepe is very similar to the story of Moses. Remember when Moses was trying to free the people from Egypt, and there were the plagues being sent, and the one of the plagues was the frogs. So now it feels like this is worldwide. Everybody is identifying with Keck or Pepe, as you want to call it. And now it feels like we are helping Trump, who's chosen by God. We're going to help him free the rest of the people. We are that plague, and we're coming hard.
Ooh, it's like the frogs into Egypt. Wow. I never heard that. Did you come up with that?
That's how I see it. I haven't heard it, but that's how I see it, because I'm not sure.
Saying you created that allegory. That's powerful. Pepe or the frogs invading Egypt. I love that.
Yeah, it's super fun.
All right. Well, you're awesome. I look forward to meeting you and your sister and her husband here in studio. So as soon as you want to come down here.
I'm ready.
Okay, you're awesome. Yeah, next Thursday and Friday, I'm going to go to a family event. I won't be here, but any other time, get you guys flown down here to Texas, and we look forward to hanging out with you guys and breaking bread with you. You're awesome. We love you. We appreciate you. Thanks for standing up. You said, off air, you told me death threats, everything, but you're still here.
Who cares, man? I'm here to die for this country and for the truth, mainly. And I know that God is on my side.
Hold on, over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Is up on InfoWars.com. Here's why Hillary Clinton is running in 2020. That's the article, but buried in it. I'm going to put our own article out. Buried in the article is the poll. Will Hillary Clinton run for president in 2020? Yes, she'll run. No, she won't run. She'll be dead by then. So Drudge has his poll up there. And I'm going to stay on air now. So we have our own article out. No big deal. Just our own article with the poll so I can tell listeners to go to InfoWars.com and take the poll. And I'm going to get Paul to retweet it as well, but I have an intention to get that poll big and actually reach our audience at InfoWars.com. It's in an article by Joel Gilbert when he first Friday predicted that Hillary will be running for president in 2020 and the evidence of it. We've talked to insiders. They say she is intending to do it, but I also want to create our own article where it's there, and then we put the Joel Gilbert story under it. So that's all coming up. Yo Mama's Chest Hair is her handle. She lives up in Chicago, and she's a Hispanic Trump supporter. And so you were telling me off air, as I asked, about all the harassment you got. People can follow you on Twitter at yo_mamas_chest_hair. People should follow you there. And you got your sister and her husband that got you involved in all this. Just recap for people. When you woke up, the saga, what it's been like, you said your dad is asleep with a gun because all the death threats. I mean, lay out what it's like for a Hispanic person in America who tries to support America first, prosperity, having basic immigration rules like any other country has. What you have to go through, because we think as basic Trump supporters, we get harassed. But from what I've read and seen, black Trump supporters, Hispanic Trump supporters, I mean, they get attacked. They get called white supremacist. They get fired from their jobs. They get thrown out of stores. So lay it all out for us.
Yeah, it's very scary at first. But, I mean, I know that they're all talk and they're just angry. And that's one thing about the Mexicans is that they're mainly a little bit too selfish because all they care about is immigration. They don't care about this other bigger problems that are going on in the country, that if we succeed in those problems, then we can help the whole world. But no, they just want to focus on themselves, and they don't even know exactly what they want. They just know that they're angry. So that's why it was pretty scary. I had to take down all my social media because you cannot say anything about Trump. And that's so funny to me because, I mean, he is the president. Since when can we not support the president? And like I said, I was born here. My duty is to protect this country first. My people are the American people. I don't care what color you are. It's the idea that this beautiful country, the culture in this country is that it allows you to have your own culture. So why are we trying to switch and change all of this? We're running away from Mexico because of all the crime and all the corruption, and we want to bring this here? I just don't get it. This is the greatest nation in the world, and that's one thing that Mexicans should understand. But they've been brainwashed since Mexico. Their politicians brainwashed them, and now they're brainwashed here by pretty words that come from the Democrats, and you know what, and some Rhino Republicans as well. So I hope one day they can realize that this fight, it's also including them, but they need to wait a little bit before we can fix the whole nation, and then we can see the immigration process.
Well, you're amazing. We really appreciate you and your courage. And I mean, one thing, if Trump got in and the economy didn't turn around and optimism didn't turn around and all these corrupt globalists weren't getting in trouble. But when we know how the globalists have been working to hurt the country and working around the clock to do all this, it just really makes me upset with people that buy into the hype. But trailblazers like yourself are the real leaders of the future. And you know what Mark Twain said? He said, a patriot is a scarce man or woman in the beginning. Hated, scorned, and feared. But in time, when the patriot succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. So we really appreciate you. Yo_mamas_chest hair. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Oh, my gosh. Bye-bye. There's Pepe. Oh, whoa. The creator of Pepe says, it doesn't matter fair use. Doesn't matter. He said trademark free. Doesn't matter. He just tried to get a trademark. He says, you're not allowed to show that frog. So do you want to bow down to Fairy right now?
Well, this is Keck, and he's been altered. He doesn't look like Pepe. It is a frog, but I mean,
obviously he can't claim he owns Kermit the Frog either. Hell, next he'll say these are lily pads, but bang, bang, bang. Hey, is Pepe gay?
Yeah, no, he's not gay. He's atomically correct. I'm not going to show his private parts unless you want to.
So Keck's packing.
I'm still protecting him from those evil chemicals.
You're a real sweetheart. Very charming. All right. You're awesome. That's a family show. I'm not going to make a really bad joke right now. But hey, you're awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. You too. Take care, Alex. Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed every second of it.
I enjoyed having you.
Like I said, I'm one of your biggest fans.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to meet you and your family. All right, folks. Lionel is taking over. Former prosecutor, syndicated talk show host, author, whole nine yards. He takes over right now, getting into everything. Please don't forget, we've got 50% off the 4 to 5 of colloidal silver, iodine, fluoride-free toothpaste. We've got 50% off Brain Force, all the rest of it. It's just the mega sales, InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off and free shipping. You cannot beat these deals, whether it's on water filtration, air filtration, everything. It's to celebrate the second American Revolution and the left's attempted civil war, starting what's going on. And we've got amazing new T-shirts, Re-Elect 45 baseball style, mean as a Wolverine. I want those to be the new big shirts. Check them out, InfoWarsStore.com. No reviews yet because they're still pre-order. They're getting printed right now in Texas. They should be shipping out by the end of the week, so get your orders in today. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. Lionel, my friend, tell us what you've got lined up in your raft of repertoire today.
Yes, in my quiver, as it were. First, we're going to be talking about some rudiments involving the Supreme Court, what you need to know, and about this crazy idea that somehow Roe against Wade is going to be overturned. That will never happen. Also, picking up where you brought up about Hillary Clinton and why the ostensible flying coach, what is that all about? How is that even happening?
It's a super cheap trick, super ridiculous. Well, but we're billionaires that use taxpayer money to fly around on private jets and our foundation. Oh, but now we fly around with all the proles.
I want to ask you this question, Alex. Remember, sometime in December, there was a talk about the president issuing an executive order, which basically froze a series of assets of individuals, corporations, and the like that were supposedly or alleged to be involved in various trafficking activities and the like. Could it be under the wildest of imaginations that somehow the Clintons are having to cut corners? Because for Hillary to appear in public when she's not at all public, Bill loves it. He thrives on that. It's his oxygen. But she is, she's averse.
She's a reclusive, demonic control freak.
Now, don't hold back. Don't sugarcoat it, please. What do you think? Don't ride the fence, Alex. Just let me know what she's thinking. And by the way, she never even told us what was she wearing with that backpack. I think it was reptilian exoskeleton. We never found out about that. So anyway, coming up, I want to talk about, to make you smarter about the Supreme Court so you'll be able to talk to and wow your friends. Also about Hillary. And all, another thing, too, is, did you hear that Twitter is basically killing 70 million accounts? Do you have a First Amendment right, a freedom of the press right to social media that basically
excludes you? We'll talk about it all straight ahead. But as you know, they've argued that, so that should be the case. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
With a special poll at the start of the next segment, though. This is the Info War, Lionel of LionelMedia.com. We've got him lined up tonight during our extended coverage. Roger Stone's getting lined up, as well and more of the SCOTUS pick. And I've got to hand it to Lionel. Lionel's absolutely right whenever he said, look, it's not going to be Napolitano. I don't care what Trump told him. He's too old. And he certainly turned out to be, and he also said other things. But we're going to be talking about all that coming up. Go ahead, my friend.
No, and it's not because he's too old. It's the same thing with Jeanine Pirro.
He's a state guy who doesn't know the federal weirdnesses.
Yes, I could not have said it better myself. Here's a couple of things here. First and foremost, I get a kick out of folks who all of a sudden suggest that, well, I could just talk about the Supreme Court. I mean, it's about abortion, and the justices get together and they say, let's see, do we like Roe against Wade? Do we think it's a good idea? Let's vote. It doesn't work that way. Let me give you an idea of something that drives constitutional scholars, some of them, nuts. And this may seem a bit dry, but it's not. I want to do two things. I want to show you an actual theory and how it is considered anathema to these particular folks, but also explain why it's so critical. One of the worst cases ever held, if you will, is Roe against Wade. Now, just personally speaking, so that you know this, I believe, absolutely believe, that a woman's right to have an abortion should be had, that the government should not be able to throw a woman in prison or jail, or prohibit it. Now, by the same token, I personally am against abortion. I would want to throw everything in my power at other services to encourage adoption. I'm not for abortion, but I am equally not for a woman being hauled into, let's say, a police station and being told you're under arrest because you had an abortion. It's that simple. I also believe in 100% abolition of all drug laws. I mean everything involving the mere possession of a substance. Meaning, in my perfect world, if you were holding, crack cocaine or heroin or whatever it is, you would not be able to be thrown into prison just because of that. Now, that doesn't mean I advocate drug use or the like. As a judge, well, let me go one step further. You're going to love this one. I'm against the death penalty. 100% against the death penalty. But as a judge, if I were a judge, federal, Supreme Court, whatever, and you brought to me the case involving a death penalty case from a state where it was held to be legal, and the court has held death penalty to be legal, if due process considerations are met, I would have absolutely no problem in saying, yep, this was a good case. The defendant's rights were upheld. due process was maintained, fine, go ahead and execute them. Even though I'm against it, I don't get the chance to say, well, I don't think the Texas legislature was on the money. I don't think the state of Florida was right when they imposed this. So I'm going to just overrule this and rule it unconstitutional because I don't like it. That doesn't happen. I'm against drug laws. But I could uphold a conviction of a trafficker, somebody charged with trafficking. I could uphold the propriety of a search warrant for something that I think is stupid because the issue I'm being presented is not whether I like it, not whether I think morally it's okay. Doesn't matter. I'm given a very limited frame of reference. Now, here's what people hated about Roe against Wade. This is what drove them crazy. This thing called substantive due process. Now, bear with me, but I want you to hear the argument because this is what's argued. This is the argument, not what you hear on TV, not what you hear on Fox News, to an extent, or MSDNC or any of the others. Due process provides that you cannot be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Life, liberty, property, you can be deprived of that so long as the deprivation is done with due process, meaning notice, the opportunity to be heard, a trial, a hearing. You got to be told what it is exactly that they're taking. So the government can take away your property, can take away your life, can take away your liberty. It's in the Constitution. The only thing it talks about is the procedure, also called in some circles procedural due process. So let me repeat. The Constitution says, I can take your life, I can take your liberty, I can take your property. Ever hear of eminent domain? Ever hear of capital punishment? Of course you have. Ever hear of somebody seizing your property? Yes. So long as due process, the procedure is met. What other people have said was, you know, we think there should be other laws that just should be maintained, some other rights that should be maintained because of just what they are. And one of them is this idea of privacy. They just created this thing. So the government says, the Constitution says, wait a minute, what are you talking about? You can't just make something up. The government says, the Constitution, I should say, says that the only thing we're interested in is how you address, how you handle the fact that life, liberty, and property have been deprived from you. We're not talking about whether life or liberty or property is even in and of itself that special. We're talking about how it's removed from you. That's what Roe did. Roe created this through this crazy whatever it is. Now, that being said, let's cut to the chase. What I just told you right now has been law review article after law review article. The Federalist Society have talked about it. They've been talking about substantive due process forever, and it will bore you to tears. That's the kind of stuff these folks talk about. Administrative law. Oh, my God. You want to stare decisis. Res judicata versus such and such. It's not about this popular stuff that we talk about. But listen to me. Roe is never going to be reversed, is never not going to be the law of the land for two reasons. Number one, Justice Roberts said it, that there have been people, there are people who grew up knowing nothing but it. It is so much a part of our...
What's going to happen is it's going to get curtailed back to almost nothing by the states.
Well, we'll see about that. We'll see about that. But more importantly, by the way, I just heard a voice from the heavens. It sounds exactly like Alex. But the thing that's the most important is that if you think that they're going to remove this particular aspect, this particular vehicle of eugenics, of 50, 60, whatever, million babies removed.
Well, I was about to say, it's the real racists that want this. I just want anybody to have a shot and a chance. And expanding on that, all I know is that I agree with you. They're not getting rid of it. And it's a total political football to say it. But these people need to stop using it as a form of birth control. I mean, if a woman
absolutely. The Supreme Court, unfortunately, does not get to answer that.
I think we should just agree to stop partial birth right now.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, bringing victory against the globalists, we take you live to New York City and Austin, Texas.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I do not do this as I co-host with the great Lionel, former prosecutor, political expert, syndicated talk show host, best-selling author. I do not say this tongue-in-cheek just to garner headlines. That's very easy to do. It was Matt Drudge first started saying in like 2013 when she'd been missing for a year, is Hillary's brain in a jar? And they said, oh, Matt Drudge, conspiracy theorist, blah, blah. And then we started paying attention because I got saddled with the thing that she was sick and saddled with the truth. I mean, I got the credit. Drudge didn't get it. I became the guy that said she was sick. No, the Secret Service told us. They said there's a black emergency vehicle, ambulance. She's falling down. A week after we got told, Millie Weaver started following her around. They had an emergency tent. She was in there an hour, stretchers running in. And then a week and a half later on 9/11, she falls like a ton of bricks, which is apropos because she was involved protecting Al-Qaeda and those networks right through into George W. They were both equally guilty any way you slice it. And so when I asked this question, I saw the Drudge Report poll. And it was, is she running 2020? Or should she run for 2020? Or should she just retire? I thought, well, ask the question, do you think she's going to run? Not should she run, do you think she's going to run? And then I thought, wait a minute, because I was really thinking, yeah, she's going to run if she still isn't, you know, dead from the brain tumor she had cut out in 2013. There's no doubt, because I was phrasing the questions at the start of the show. I sat on air, I said, will she run? Well, that's guaranteed if she's able, because she wants to control the party. The party's bankrupt, just like last time. She's got billions in her war chest, over a billion at least. She wants all the new contributions. She stole it from Bernie Sanders. Of course she will. So then I thought, it's not a question of will she run or won't she. She's running. And our own Joel Gilbert broke that last Friday. When I talked to sources, it's true. But then the big question is, isn't will she won't, only if she's dead or completely incapacitated from illness, which I'm obviously not hoping for that. I want her to get better so we can put her in prison. So, the media is so controlled, though, they would show from the time she stumbled, but not when she fell down. Let's go ahead and show it and say, Alex Jones is lying. She only stumbled on the curb, but actually like a side of beef, the Secret Service said, fell on her face. It's like Weekend at Bernie's here, Weekend at Hillary's. So, boom, completely down in the vehicle, clearly having a seizure. Julius Caesar had those. We understand. The fact is, though, she is an evil person. That's why we don't like her. So, the poll is up on InfoWars.com. It's not a troll. It's an honest headline. Will Hillary Clinton be dead by 2020? Info poll asks, is Hillary running in 2020 or will she be dead by then? Hell, will the planet be here by then with all the craziness going on? And so we don't wish her any harm. Clearly she's got medical issues. So we just put this poll up. Can retweet it. Will Hillary Clinton run 2020? It's on Real Alex Jones. Will she run, will she retire, or will she be dead by then? I'm going to cast my vote. I believe she's tough and evil. I believe she will run. I believe she'll make it. I think she's got another 4 or 5 years in her. Maybe I'm wrong, but I believe she's going to run, and I believe that she's going to make it. I was about to vote for her dying, but I don't know. I believe Hillary's going to live. So click on it. Let's Alex Jones' vote live on air, please. There you go. Boom. Let's vote. It doesn't have millions of votes like Drudge. Nothing's as big as Drudge. But I want everybody to go to InfoWars.com with the 6,000 votes that are there. We get 100,000 votes, 200,000 all the time. I want to get, when we do polls, we should do them every day. I want to get your take on this. But let's vote for Lionel right now. Lionel.com. He'll be hosting with us tonight during live coverage. It goes 3 o'clock right through past 9 o'clock tonight with the Supreme Court announcement. Follow him on Twitter, obviously, there, right there on screen. He's really popular on YouTube. His average video is 100,000 views despite censorship. That's really phenomenal. Hundreds of millions of views. Lionel, didn't mean to hijack the hour, but you invited me to, so it's all your fault now. You let me in. wading into this swamp, what is your vote? Going to run, going to retire, or going to be dead?
Going to run. Absolutely going to run. And it goes to show you the complete absolute meltdown of the Democratic Party. I mean, I cannot believe this, how they would even do this. You know, Alex, here in New York, we have this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, this young lady who is a kind of a latter-day version of Bernie Sanders. She is a Democratic socialist. She, again, invigorated the youth vote.
Bernie Sanders, just better looking.
Well, she also, Bernie Sanders, she's Bernie Sanders, I hope, with a pair who wasn't made a gelding and didn't receive an inadvertent orchiectomy because this man let all these people down. But here's what's going on right now. The Democratic Party is shifting because of her, and she's being called by Perez and others, the voice
of
the Democratic
Party. It's racing towards extreme leftism.
Yes. And what happens is now, one of two things. Maybe, because with Hillary, you got to think, no, wait a minute. Don't ever think anything's just inadvertent. Could this be this crazy, careening out of control, left-wing faction of the Democratic Party, to which people will say, Hillary, we need you to pivot and counter.
Exactly back. Like she did with, exactly like they're letting it go that direction, so she's the savior.
So she could be the stalking horse, or she could be the sheepdog, whatever it is. She could be the rodeo clown, whatever you want to call this. But what I don't understand is how anyone, how President Trump or anybody for that matter can allow this woman to remain, by the way, Godwin has taken over you. The Godwin principle has taken over apparently the Alex Jones show as we, of course, are going more Hitlerian in your particular cartoon annotations. That notwithstanding, what I'm wondering is how in the world has she escaped? Not only that, oh, I'm going to see this. This is great. The mind of a killer. Okay. How has she escaped, Alex? Any kind of prosecution for anything? The Clinton Health Access Initiative, the Clinton Global Initiative, the Clinton Foundation, all of those countries, all of those people, all of those individuals, I don't think has ever been audited. How does that work? Plus everything. We can go through the litany. You don't need to have me say this. But how does this even happen where she hasn't even gotten a parking ticket, not even a misdemeanor? How can anybody in their right mind look at this and say you're doing a great job? By the way, you've got a real talent. Is that some kind of an MS-13 teardrop
yes.
there? Is that what that is? Okay,
yes.
Very good. I was
and
wondering,
what's that in Bill Clinton's lap?
I don't even want to think. I don't even want
it's
to go
It's a one-eyed,
there.
One-horned, flying purple people here.
That's right. Or, now let me ask you, did you see the particular book he was perusing on the flight? I don't know what that means.
Oh, they always have some message. What was it?
Well, this was apparently
Little Orphan Annie, maybe a Jerry Epstein's Lolita Express. What was it?
No.
I've got 12-year-olds, right, or what was it?
Well, not per se. It was very interesting. I have it here. And by the by, let me just also throw something out there, just because, you know, it never ceases to amaze me. The hang on a second. Oh, this is Crimson Lake by Candace Fox. This is where the accused but not convicted of a brutal abduction. Ted is now a free man and a public enemy member one.
Oh, my God. So he's got a prisoner, Vinny, a book or a fugitive thing. Like we're the people accused of stuff, but we haven't done it. Ha! Unbelievable. Everything
well,
with
also,
them is always a message.
It's also a reference, of course, to some abduction or whatever. And do we also hear about this incredible turn of events in our neighboring New Jersey, Alex, of a woman who apparently was going to be testify this coming week before a grand jury regarding some improprieties on the part of her, whose house blew up and her husband as well. You can't miss this.
Let me ask you that question selfishly when we come back, because you are a former criminal prosecutor and a really smart fish. A lot of people ask why I'm still alive. They thought if Hillary won, she just persecuted me, and she is persecuting me. Three of her affiliated law firms are suing me. But a lot of smart money ask why I'm not dead. They think it's because there's a surveillance state. They know Trump's watching, and that's too much for her to do. But they do kill so many people, blow up so many houses. I mean, they're thugs. Why has she not killed me yet? I mean, that's a real question. And I think some people think she wants to slowly destroy me first, like a spider kind of ties up its victim first, lets them hang there a while before they do it. But long before that, Hillary will be bye-bye.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
And now Lionel of Lionel.com is in the final segment before we kick off the war room.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Lionel, I want you to get to some of the other areas you wanted to break down here before we end this hour and the war room starts, which is extended coverage right through Trump's announcement, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern, on the Supreme Court nominee. But just separately, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. It's first of all, it's LionelMedia.com, but that's okay. But, you know,
Lionel.com, I've been saying Lionel. I wonder what that is.
Maybe the train cup. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
LionelMedia.com. I know that. I go to the site all the time. Correct. And how do people follow you on Twitter?
But, you know, Alex, the thing that I wanted to talk about, which I think is even more fascinating, is this idea, and I know that we've talked about it, is that when you have an organization like Twitter or Facebook who decides to wipe out, let's say, 70 million accounts because they are fake, for whatever its reason, whatever criteria they use, to say these are indeed fake, these are fake, and that's where they okay, fine. The question then becomes: Do we have any duty, or do they have any duty, to provide news to us? If you say, wait a minute, you're basically destroying my account, and you're also keeping news from me. Do I have a First Amendment right or cause of action against you? And what Twitter and Facebook
the answer is yes, because they and Facebook and Google, which have said, we are a public commons, we are a utility, leave us alone, let us grow, let us be ubiquitous. But then they jump back and say, we're a private corporation, you can't. Then they selectively interpret rules and let the leftists engage in all these discriminatory practices. But then anybody that's nationalist, conservative, even anti-war, classical liberals, they're all banned.
But then when also they're using bots that look for a particular type of Russian ideology or Russian.
No. It's beyond that. If you've got a Facebook page with a couple million likes and some account connected somehow to Russia comments, you're now a Russian agent. Even though the Democrats, as you know, did 80% of the spending in Russia to get around campaign finance laws. England's the big place. Canada does it. Everyone runs over to these foreign PR companies. Anybody can hire them. And then Democrats were spending 80% of the money in Russia. They spent it wasn't much. It was like a couple hundred million views or something. It was nothing. And then Trump had something like 8 million views or something. It was nothing. It was nothing. It was nothing. But yeah, here's an example. CNN goes and harasses a lady saying her local pro-Trump group isn't real because a Russian account that they say is a bot account commented on her. Go ahead. Sorry, I'm ranting.
Oh, no, you're not ranting. But what they'll do is, or if you happen to use a particular type of Russian phraseology, and through its bot mechanism and algorithm, they say that's enough. Look, the bottom line is simply
no. That's right. The so-called Russians were buying search point terms in ad, like Twitter came to RT, which is Russian state run, and said, we want you to spend, you know, $50 million or whatever it was in the election to push your traffic right and make money. They said, no, we'll do a test deal. I think it was for like $500,000. And they didn't even like the response. They then used Twitter targeting RT articles, that I think are too liberal, by the way, as the proof of Russian collusion right in a media right buy. That's how it works.
But Russia, but Twitter went to RT asking, begging, besieging, yes, entreating, importuning them to buy this, and then later on said, aha, but you're a Russian state. And by the way, I still want to hear whether BBC, Rayuno, CCTV, Al Jazeera, others as well. You never hear about that. But here's the bottom line is simply this. Alex, let's assume that I happen to own the rights or the patents to a particular type of ink that is in 95% of all newspapers during an era where we use newspapers. And I'm a private company, but I happen to make this ink. I'm the only
and
one
I
who
decide
does
not to sell you ink. That's the ultimate argument of how they're violating the First Amendment
exactly
with their monopoly.
Exactly. What I'm doing is I just basically wiped out 95%, or better yet, I say I'm selling it to everybody except you. Now, this is the bottom
line.
Wait,
I interrupted you. I want to make this like a 1 minute YouTube, Twitter viral video. Start over. I interrupted. Everybody needs it. We're going to use this. This is the best allegory, best analogy. Take your time without me on the screen. Lionel okay of LionelMedia.com, not Lionel.com, but LionelMedia.com. Great brain. Start over.
Okay. Assume that during the era of newspapers, I'm a company that happens to make an ink, the only ink that is used in 95% of all newspapers. And then for some reason or another, I decide, as a private company, that I'm not going to sell this ink to you and to you and to you and maybe 50% of all the newspapers in the country that I disagree with politically. They turn around and say, in effect, I have denied them their ability to express themselves. I turn around and say, no, I'm a private company, a private concern. I am not susceptible to the protections of the First Amendment because I'm just a private person who can elect for a variety of reasons not to sell to you. But by virtue of my positioning, I've just eliminated swaths of information, of expression individually, not to mention if there's any kind of a corporate, or I should say federal collusion.
And now we've got the Sherman Antitrust Act since 1906 and everything. Clearly, Google saying that all Republican candidates are Nazis when you search their name is the first search result in the official Google thing. This isn't just monopoly practices. They're using the monopoly to then engage in weaponized propaganda and lies. So as a smart guy and a media analyst and a former prosecutor, what does Trump, what do we need to do to stop this clear monopoly being used to try to overtake our republic?
What we do and what we hope for is a new and enlightened Supreme Court or a new American jurisprudence and juridicature to look at this and realize that today the rules are going to have to change. What was a quaint little social media platform, what was interesting before in Facebook and all of that, now happens to be the sole means by which people get the news. And not only that, Alex, when I turn around and I say that you are fake news, I've just disparaged you. This is corporate libel. I've just said that what you are saying cannot be trusted. So not only have I limited your particular range, I've said that you are fake.
That's the key. They take our speech, then they misrepresent us and strangle us in the dark.
Exactly. And all of these rules in the past about what private ownership is and whether it's there's state entanglement or federal involvement, that has to change right now in this. And that, by the way, goes to show you that these nice and quaint little statements about how the Constitution is not a living and breathing or instrument, it is. Because right now, if I sat down, going back to the days of Madison and Jefferson, and I tried to explain social media,
they would think you were a Martian from Pluto with 14 heads. But you're the lawyer, but explain this to me, because I'm a strict constructionist from what I've read and studied. But you have to take the original intent and follow then the rulings and the changes and try to express the original intent of human empowerment and liberty, but in the modern context.
Right. And what they will do is they will say to you, Alex, being a strict constructionist and originalist, they will say Congress shall pass no law using the state via the 14th Amendment through the incorporation by reference doctrine. They will say Congress and the government, they are the people who can basically infringe upon you and impinge upon your rights.
No, but you're right. So they would use a strict constructionist rule. People were ignorant to actually allow everything after that to not have a constitutional authority. But how do you use them not being strict constructionists then to say it's living, breathing, take the guns? Well, clearly the people shall not be infringed, but then in a modern sense, you've got to then express that into the modern template.
Okay, but here's the switch, though. When you go back and look at the legislative history of this and you say, where did these come from? Where did Google and Facebook, through DARPA, through government feeder systems, I would respectfully submit that the government is indeed the silent partner of these. So you have this connection.
What you just said is incredible. I know for a fact that it was Trump, we broke this days before Bloomberg did, that went in and said all these thousands of conservative accounts, unban them. They totally banned us, then they went to shadow ban. But Intutel, the CIA, the NSA did create Google 20 years ago. And so what you said is absolutely profound, because that is indeed the case. So that makes it beyond a monopoly. It's the state operating a monopoly, hiding behind the fact that it's corporate, towards a larger goal.
You would submit that Facebook and Google and Twitter are the government. The government's a silent partner. It's like when the mob ran the Teamsters. It's when the mob ran Vegas. Well, we pierce that veil, that corporate veil, that fiction. So what happens is we need people to understand that right now these incredible organizations, Facebook and others, this is not some quaint little picture of somebody in their little pet dog.
This was DARPA created Internet to take over the world.
And the government is the silent partner, that this is subterfuge, this is pretext, that this is exactly what's going on. Therefore, by virtue of the...
Therefore, it's deep state rebelling against President Trump and the American people. And isn't just government, it's rogue groups with corporations getting filthy rich, robbing taxpayer money and public utilities, and it needs to be taken away from their mutinous asses.
And the First Amendment applies, and it's a violation of our First Amendment rights, plain and
simple. That was a Grand Slam segment. Lionel will be back tonight during the coverage of the SCOTUS pick. Infowars.com/show.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.